بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. This is the class number 4 on the description of Salah. After standing and looking at the and putting the hands on the chest and looking at the place of prostration, the musalli, the one who is praying and making the takbir, then he says, after saying Allahu Akbar, then he says, this is the class number 3 or number 4. Thumma yaqulu, then he says, Subhanaka Allahumma وبحمدك. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. What does it mean? This statement comprises glorification above any imperfection concerning Allah, and it also comprises affirmation. So it is glorification and affirmation. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. In the first part, سبحانك اللهم is the تنزيه. It means declaring Allah high above any imperfection or defect. The second part, وبحمدك, this is affirmation. Alhamd, what does it mean? وَبِحَمْدِكَ. Alhamd is describing the praised one with perfection out of love and magnification. With love and magnification. Alhamd is describing the praised one with perfection, with love and magnification, out of love and magnification. So therefore, from here you understand why this statement comprises tanzih, glorification, and ithbat, affirmation. Tanzih, by saying subhanaka allahumma, and وَبِحَمْدِكَ is the إثبات, is the affirmation. سُبْحَانَكَ is an infinitive noun from سَبَّحَ, يُسَبِّحُ, and the infinitive is تَسْبِيح, and the infinitive noun is سُبْحَانَ. So here it means declaring you, O Allah, above all defects. And defects can be effects, covers, defects, covers, attributes, or resemblance to the creation. So therefore, concerning Allah's attributes, He is glorified above any imperfection or defect. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is qualified with the perfect knowledge, perfect living, perfect hearing, perfect seeing, and so forth with the rest of all the attributes with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describe. No defect whatsoever. Also, he is above being described by a quality which is pure defect, like incapacity or oppression and so forth. he is glorified above resemblance to the created. Even if there is perfection in qualities of the created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high above that. Like, with respect to the created, the attribute of the face is perfection for the creature, for the man. High Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above resembling man in this attribute, or the hands, or the feet, or the eyes, like the attributes of man. Certainly Allah is above. Allah is qualified with a face particular to Him. Does not resemble the face of the created. Also, His attributes of the self are high above resembling the attributes of the created. His knowledge, for example, is not like the knowledge of the created, because that of the created is defective, all of it, imperfect, because it is preceded by ignorance, and also in its objective, it's defective, because it may be affected by forgetfulness, and in its comprehensibility, it is also defective. Look at the soul, your spirit, which is between your two sides. You don't know nothing about it. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 85. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they ask you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, concerning the ruh, the spirit, say, the spirit, it is one of the things, the knowledge of which is only with my Lord, and of knowledge you mankind have been given only a little. Even the thing that you intend to do tomorrow, you are uncertain that you're going to be able to do. However, you hope for that. Otherwise, no soul knows what it will earn tomorrow. And this is a great defect in knowledge. As to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is perfect in His knowledge. Similarly, He doesn't resemble the creation in the attributes of actions. Like rising over the throne, descending to the lower heaven, to the lower sky. Coming to judge between mankind. Pleasure and anger and the like of His attributes of actions, they don't resemble that of the created. Even though there may be an agreement in name, the name is the name, but the one name is different from the one name, and the attribute is the attribute, but the one described is different from the one described, and thus there is no resemblance and likeness between the creator and the created. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high above and glorified above defects in the His attributes, which are all perfect, and also above pure defect and above resembling the creation. Resembling Allah or likening Him to the creation in itself is deficiency. Because equating the perfect with the imperfect makes the perfect imperfect. the poet said, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ السَّيْفَ يَنْقُصُ قَدْرُهُ إِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ السَّيْفَ أَمْضَى مِنَ الْعَصَى. Don't you see that the sword is diminished in rank and status if it is said that the sword is sharper than the stick? So if you come and say, I have a great sword, and you praise it strongly, then you say, it is sharper than the stick, then this makes it fall down, sink down in level. As to the second part of the statement, and it is Alhamd, Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Alhamd is describing the praised one with perfection. Perfection in the self and perfection in action. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Most High, is above any imperfection, perfect in Himself. And His perfection of the self necessitates that He is perfect in His attributes. Similarly in His actions. His actions resonate between justice and goodness, and thus He cannot in any way oppress. Rather, He treats His slaves with justice or with His goodness and benevolence. The wrongdoer will be dealt with justly. قال الله تعالى in Surah Ash-Shura 42:40, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. The recompense for an evil is an evil like thereof. It cannot be more. وَالْمُحْسِن, and the good doer, will be treated by Allah's favors. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-An'am in chapter 6 verse 160, من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. Whoever brings a good deed shall have 10 times the like thereof to his credit. So it is between these two actions, justice and favors, and goodness and benevolence. And the one who is qualified by such actions, justice and goodness, certainly he is praised for his actions, as he is praised for his attributes. So now, if you combine the tanzih, the glorification of Allah, in this statement, and the perfection in your saying Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik while you are standing in the prayers, then it means, I declare you with glorification associated with praise. This is the meaning of Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Then you say wa tabaraka ismuk. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabaraka ismuk. Ismuk came in the singular, and it is in the conjunctive text. So therefore it covers all the names of Allah according to the Arabic grammar rules. It comes as mufrad, lakinnahu mudaf, but it is in a conjunctive format. So it is comprehensive, covers every name of the names of Allah. Every name is blessed. وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ. Now, what is intended here by the name? Does it mean the one named? تَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ. الْإِسْمُ, the name. Does it mean المسمى, the one named, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, كما تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, blessed you, the one qualified with magnificence and nobility. So would it be then here تبارك اسمك, meaning blessed you, Allah, like in your saying, like in the saying of Allah, سبح اسم ربك الأعلى, the one glorified is Allah, meaning the one named. This, is it the case, or what is intended here that the name of Allah itself, all of it is a blessing, and hence if the name itself is a blessing, then al-musamma, the one named, is qualified with the most blessing and is by all means takes precedence. And this is the more apparent between the two cases, meaning blessed the name, and by all means the one named is blessed, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Examples concerning the barakah of Ismullah, the blessing in the name of Allah, the blessing in the name. If you slaughter an animal without tasmiyah, without declaring the name of Allah on it, then your animal is impure, forbidden to eat. And if you mention the name of Allah on it, then it becomes good and halal. Also, if you mention the name of Allah on food when you want to eat, shaitan will not share with you. And if you don't, he will have a share. And if you mention the name of Allah before wudu, according to the opinion that it is obligatory, then it is the wudu correct, it is correct. And if you don't, then it is incorrect. And according to the saying of those who consider it recommendable, then your wudu is more perfect than if you didn't mention the name of Allah. These are examples concerning the barakah, the blessing in the name of Allah, regarding the name of Allah, the Most Mighty, the Most Majestic. Then you say, after وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكْ, you say وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكْ. All of this is an opening dua for the salah. So we have سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك. تعالى جدك, جدك means عظمة. الجد means greatness. May it be most high. Most high is your greatness. So I declaring you most high in greatness. no greatness equal to it from creation whatsoever. And then you say the rest of the dua, وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ. This is the kalimatu التوحيد. This is the statement of tawheed with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all the messengers. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anbiya chapter 21 verse 25.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يسر الاستقامة للإنتاج والتوزيع أن تقدم لكم هذا الإصدار.
وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون.
And we did not send any messenger before you, but we inspired him saying, La ilaha illa ana. None has the right to be, there is no true God who deserves to be worshipped except me, so worship me alone and none else. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one whose last words in this life will be La ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah, will be admitted to paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. It is afdal al-dhikr, the best of remembrance, La ilaha illallah, which means La ma'buda bihaq illallah, there is none who deserves to be worshipped except Allah. None who deserves to be worshipped except Allah. Does this mean that there are others worshipped, false deities, other than Allah? The answer is yes. There are false objects of worship other than Allah. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj in chapter 22 verse 62,
ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير.
That is because Allah, He is the truth, the only true God of all that exists, who has no partners or rivals with him, and what they, the mushriks, invoke besides Allah is batil, falsehood. So these gods, even though it is called aliha gods, but they are false. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Najm verse 23,
ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى.
they are but names which you have named, you and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. They follow but a guess and that which they themselves desire, whereas there has surely come to them the guidance from their lords, or shall man have what he wishes? This kalima entails a great matter. It entails submission, complete submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because ibadah, worship, is taken from humbleness and humility. It is taken from tariq mu'abbad, a road, mu'abbad meaning made easy to move on. So what is necessitated by this great and magnificent statement is al-istislamu lillahi ta'ala zahiran wa batina, complete submission to Allah inwardly and outwardly. So now you declare on your tongue and you believe in your heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha ghayruh, none has the word, none has the right to be worshipped and deserve to be worshipped except him, and other than him is nothing but false. So that's why in this great opening statement of dua, wala ilaha ghayruk, tawheed and submission. And now contemplate how this statement of tawheed, la ilaha illallah, came after praising Allah. Earlier, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabaraka ismuk wa ta'ala jadduk, glorified you are above all imperfection, deserving, entitled with all the praise for your perfection, and blessed is your name, and most high is your greatness. All of this praise of perfection to Allah, then Allah said, then in this dua the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ, and there is no true God except you. So this, the preceding, is like the cause upon which what comes depend upon. Meaning, because of your perfect attributes, there is no worship. Worthy of being offered except to you. You are the true God who deserves to be worshipped, and none else besides you. This is the meaning of this dua, the opening istiftah. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, used to open his salah with this. This is reported in Muslim with a chain of narration that is disconnected. However, it is connected by the way of Al-Bayhaqi. And we know that Umar is one of the rightly guided caliphs whom we are called to follow. And it has been reported from the Prophet ﷺ and related to him as marfu hadith. Are there other opening du'as other than this? Yes, there are. And we will talk about some of them, inshallah ta'ala, in the next class. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.